Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, thanks for joining us on the breakfast huddle. Bharati Jagdish and Ryan Huang with you. Now, think of these names, yeah? Grab, Airbnb, Stripe, Caro, Lalamove. I'm sure you've all heard of these big names. What do these unicorns have in common? Well, like most startups these days, they help eliminate manual labor and they make processes more efficient and, of course, for good reason.
Well, that's great news because it really cuts down the time you need to do all these things and it means just higher productivity. And, of course, with what's happening with COVID-19, this is something that businesses will be focused on. How do we just do our work better? And I think a lot of businesses and employees feel burdened by repetitive tasks. And this is something in focus because it can add up to quite a bit. In fact, based on estimates, a single employee can lose roughly $300,000 doing duplicate tasks or repetitive tasks. So The big question, how can businesses get rid of this bad cycle of just doing things repeatedly?
We're joined now by Hidir Koh. He's head of process automation at Pello. Hidir, good morning.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, perfectly. Nice to be talking to you today, Hidir. Now, the thing is, I would have thought by now, automating some of these repetitive tasks would be an imperative. People would start seeing it as an imperative and as something that you just basically have to look into. But before we get to some of the solutions available, tell us more about what tasks are you referring to specifically? What are the major ones that have become an issue, especially since COVID-19, when so many companies have moved towards digitalization?
So there are many tasks which companies have to do in their operations on a day-to-day basis. So, for example, for finance, they may need to generate reports. And these reports actually take a lot of time because of swivel chair activities where they will have to go into various applications and just copy and paste data and make sure that the data is correct before validating and creating the report. So these are actually very time-consuming activities which companies should reduce the amount of manpower needed to spend on.
Okay, when you talk about all these tasks, right, Hidir, what type of impact and costs are we looking at? When you do all these repetitive tasks, right, how much will it cost an employee, for example, if you keep generating the same type of report that you could have just found a template, for example, automated? How much does that save you in terms of savings?
I see. So in terms of manpower saved, it's actually about 2 hours per day based on a research done by Asana.
That's quite sizable. As I mentioned when we first started, I would think that by now people would see it as an imperative. Businesses would think, I really need to start automating. What would you say, though, is the reason for resistance in some quarters?
That's a good question. For SMEs especially, the resistance would have to be that they feel as though the costs would not be worth the investment because of the high upfront costs required for automation in general. Whereas if you were to think of it as a long-term plan, they would actually be saving a lot more in the long term, probably in the span of 6 months to a year.
Yeah, Hidir, help us break it down for us. You've talked about costs and savings. What type of numbers are we looking at when you talk about the investments required that you pointed out? Some people might be a bit hesitant to invest in. What type of numbers are we looking at?
The exact numbers I am not able to comment, but in terms of, for example, getting a robot to do a job for a human, it's actually able to cut costs by one-fifth for a local employee and one-third for an offshore employee. It's just that for the beginning, there would be a higher upfront cost based on the development work needed.
I'm sure, Hidir, you've had to make a business case for automation, right? Considering some of the resistance that we talked about. So perhaps you could tell us what you go in and tell these SMEs. How can business automation really eliminate these repetitive tasks? And why is that upfront value or capital put into the project of automation worth it?
I see. So there is actually an entire digital automation plan that we can develop. First, we'll need to speak and work hand in hand with the business functions. So we as tech experts are actually have our hands tied if we don't know the specific needs of the customers. So they will have to analyze the start-to-end process of servicing the customer before we develop a plan together, find automation opportunities, any pain points or, for example, roadblocks that they have. And then after that, we would optimize these solutions together and automate any tasks which can be automated.
Now, Hida, you pointed out a lot of good stuff, no productivity gains, cost savings. I'm wondering, is there any disadvantages to watch out for when it comes to automation that we need to consider, the pitfalls that comes with automation?
Okay, so the pitfalls that come to automation is that people seem to think that we should automate everything because of the great benefits involved. That is not necessarily the case. So as an example, we have a client in the past which wanted to automate one of its warehouse because they were making losses in the warehouse. But what we found is that they could actually get back a lot of the savings just by rearranging the warehouse to make the fast-moving goods more readily available at the front of the warehouse. Because by having the goods at the back of the warehouse, what this ended up happening was that it snowballed into effect of a lot of late deliveries and requests for refunds.
Right, right. I can see how it can go wrong. How can startups and SMEs actually attain the same benefits from business automation as MNCs, Peter?
Okay, so to be able to do that, the startups and SMEs will need to leverage on their strengths, the advantage of being agile. SMEs typically have flatter hierarchies and shorter chains of command, and the knowledge is also distributed amongst a smaller group of people. To leverage this advantage, SMEs should focus on equipping their employees with skills to recognize and communicate automation opportunities within their organization. Additionally, employees whose works have been replaced by automation can also be upskilled and redeployed to fully reap the benefits of manpower save. When these automation processes are encouraged and executed well, any organization can stand to benefit. But of course, the prerequisite for this, it's a work culture that encourages growth and bottom-up contribution.
Hidir, perhaps you could tell us more about your RPA. It's a newly launched robotic process automation service and how this can help SMEs and startups.
Sure. So my company, Perlo, recently launched a new service that helps companies to automate repetitive tasks. We do this through something called Robotic Process Automation, or RPA for short. When it comes to robotics, I think the public is more familiar with the physical robots you see in manufacturing. But RPA is slightly different. RPA refers to software robots that can mimic the way a person interacts with computers, like through clicking and typing. So with RPA, it is actually currently being limited to bigger corporations, but we at Perlo strive to automate and make automation more accessible to level the playing field. So currently, RPA can be utilized to make customized robots based on the needs of clients, from fully automating mass check-ins to data exports and invoice generation.
All right, thank you very much for that, Hidir. Hidir Ko, Head of Process Automation at Perlo.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.